The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the question on everyone's mind. When will things turn around?
Well, sometimes we need to see past the mainstream headlines and find the big picture. Many of the details that make the news don't matter, but some investors spend time trying to figure out how every story affects the value of every single stock. The truth is, most of what you read and see is garbage, or at best, irrelevant. There are little nuggets and gems that do matter, though, and we collect those. We connect the dots, and then a real picture emerges, one that's actually useful for saving or making more money. So the picture that's emerging now is disconcerting. The U.S. Federal Reserve and other central banks blew up the greatest speculative bubble of all time in all things. That bubble has now burst, and we get to watch its slow motion collapse, one default, one bank closure, one layoff announcement, one foreclosure notice, and one soft data point at a time.
So let's talk about this collapse, something the mainstream media doesn't seem to want to cover.
Several important dominoes have fallen recently. FTX collapsed. Crypto assets were the most manic, most speculative of all the bubbles, and therefore crypto was the first bubble to implode. We also got a softer consumer price index print. Core CPI prices were reported as gaining only 0.3% in October compared to a gain of 0.6% in September. We also see inflation as part of the everything bubble. Some analysts expect it to collapse like everything else. It could even turn negative. We know this isn't a common view. Other smart investment analysts think that we've entered a new era of high inflation, and we think they're right. But we think they'll be surprised by how much consumer prices fluctuate. We may see something that analysts call inflation volatility. That is, a period of high but unstable CPI readings as the economy lurches between deflation and currency debasement. In a collapsing debt bubble, the primary problem is debt deflation and falling prices, at least until the system planners begin printing money and bailing out debtors. So, analysts have been expecting inflation to collapse, like the shipping container shipping rates between China and the U.S. have.
So when will the Biden administration actually admit to us Americans that we are in a full-blown financial crisis due to crippling our energy independence, the high inflation, and giving billions to other countries on top of all the other negligent spending? I mean, what else has to collapse?
The third big domino that fell recently was in the world of government debt, the biggest bubble of them all. In a U.S. Treasury press release published on October 31st that didn't get much attention, the government raised its borrowing requirements over the next 6 months to $1.128 trillion. Its borrowing estimate for the next 3 months is $150 billion higher than it expected in August. So government borrowing is out of control. The day of reckoning will arrive when investors realize the U.S. government won't be able to meet its obligations and will have to renege on its debts and some of its future promises. That's going to be the shockwave felt around the world. But we're not there yet. People are abandoning the market in droves. Inflation has soared all year. The Federal Reserve has ratcheted up interest rates to combat it. And since March, the cost of borrowing has soared 3.75%. So if the Fed overdoes it, it could kick off a full-blown recession. And we may be past the point of no return already.
It's no wonder that most of America is bearish. Just about everyone is bracing for the worst.
But here's the thing. When the news can't get any worse, it doesn't. That's when the market finally hits bottom and a new rally begins. Today, we're closer to that point than ever. Fund managers are predicting a rough 2023. They said as much in the latest Bank of America Global Fund Manager Survey. This monthly survey looks at the expectations of about 300 money managers around the world. Most recently, 92% of respondents said they expect stagflation in 2023. In other words, they predict a period of high inflation with low economic growth, and to protect themselves, they're bailing out of stocks. Fund manager cash balances are near their highest level since October 2001. It's not just money managers, though. Consumers are scared as well. We can see this in the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index. It shows folks are less optimistic today than they were during the global financial crisis.
Exactly. I'm in my 40s, and I've never seen such an economic disaster as I have this year. Just a few years ago, while Trump was in office, I was earning more money than ever before, saving more money, and even bought a home. But now I fear losing everything I've worked all these years for.
Yes, and consumers are about as pessimistic as they've been in nearly 40 years. From Wall Street to Main Street, everyone's expecting the worst. However, the bearish side is turning into the crowded bet today. And when the ratio is low, folks are bullish. And when it's high, bearishness rules. All this data points in one direction. After a year of bad news, just about everyone is betting against stocks. Folks are bracing for the next leg down. But contrarian investors know this pain is bringing us closer to a turnaround. And at some point, all the bad news stops getting worse and starts getting better. This is how bottoms form. A sentiment swing like today's is a possible sign that may kick off the next bull market. That doesn't mean we're there yet. It may take a while longer for the bad news to stop, but everyone is bearish today, and that means a turnaround may be approaching.
I sure hope so. If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied.